A few days ago, one of the world's top bankers took on Australia's toughest corporate challenge, rebuilding the shattered reputation of the once prestigious wealth manager AMP. Francesco De Ferrari is now the new chief executive of the company. He says he's taking a glass half full approach as institutions brace for the Banking Royal Commission's final report next February. In his first broadcast interview since arriving at AMP, Francesco De Ferrari has spoken with senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
First, clearly AMP is a very iconic company. Second, I really like challenges. And third, the sense of purpose of AMP really resonated with me. And so if you put these three things together, that was a very good basis on which to take on this job.
You say you really like challenges, so it sounds like you've taken on the right role, given that it's probably the toughest CEO job in Australia.
Listen, I generally tend to like to see the glass half full. The one thing that became more evident to me was the level to which AMP is embedded in the fabric of Australian society and the broad-based support for AMP's turnaround to succeed. I must say that puts a lot more responsibilities on my shoulders.
You say you're a glass half full man, but what about the reputational damage and the shredded market value that's come as a result of the scandals from the Royal Commission?
We have to be realistic about where the company stands today. Clearly, we have learned a lot of very hard lessons this year. We need to take the corrective action to restore the trust in all the various stakeholders.
Just how long do you think will it take to fix AMP?
That's a good question. I want to meet as many customers, employees, agents. Obviously, I need to meet the regulator. And so I want to get input on what they feel is right and wrong and where they would see the company heading. I think once we've done that, then we can put a more concrete time frame around its implementation.
Will AMP survive this crisis?
Of course AMP will survive this crisis. I'm relocating my whole family here. I'm very confident AMP will survive.
When you heard about the fees for no service scandal involving AMP that emerged at the Royal Commission, did you think that this is the type of organisation that you wanted to work for?
Listen, organisations are comprised of human beings. Human beings make mistakes. I don't think I've seen an organization that hasn't made mistakes. The question is how quickly the organization realizes the mistakes and fixes them.
AMP has blamed a few bad apples, but do you see any wider systemic issues given Kenneth Hayne's observations in his interim report about a culture of greed in the finance sector?
Clearly, these are widespread systemic issues. I think the financial industry needs to be realistic about these issues and address them appropriately. Yes, if I can, I think the Royal Commission offers the financial industry the opportunity to ask some of the tough questions and drive an impetus for change, which otherwise would have not been there.
What sort of preparations are you making for the final report from the Royal Commission, given that there were some mentions of possible criminal breaches during the hearings this year?
Obviously, we are on top of everything that's been discussed at the Royal Commission, but it's premature to judge conclusions until the final report is really issued on February 1st.
AMP's head of advice, Jack Regan, who was the face of the Royal Commission in relation to that fees for no service scandal, has now retired after almost 20 years at AMP. Was that your decision on day one prompting that exit?
As you said, 20 years of AMP and a fantastic career. And his decision to retire, I think, understandable after a long career.
Since the Royal Commission, superannuation from retail funds have been flowing out of wealth managers like AMP and into industry super funds. How do you plan to stop that flow?
That's a very good question, Peter. 4 days into the job, it's maybe a little premature, but it's one of the tough questions that we need to ask ourselves and come up with a credible answer.
And AMP has already announced the sale of its life insurance business for $3.3 billion, which has upset some shareholders. Are you going to be sticking with that plan given those shareholder concerns?
Listen, from a strategic point of view, the resolution deal absolutely makes sense. You need global scale to compete in the underwriting of insurance. So it would have been a business which would have continued to underperform, and that is not in the best interest of shareholders.
As you say, it's a tough job, but will you be there right through to the end when AMP's restored its trust and integrity with the community?
That is absolutely my intention.
And that's Francesco Di Ferrari, AMP's new chief executive, and he was speaking there with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.